I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Is your insurance company forcing you to go back to work when your doctors say you can't? If this sounds familiar, look no further than my law firm. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. And before I say anything else, DeMar DeRozan had 52 points, man. He had 52 points, setting a franchise record for scoring, but we'll get to that in a second. Man, he had 52 points. Anyway, the Raptors played host to the Milwaukee Bucks at their Canada Center for the first game of January. First off, Happy New Year to everyone out there. Raptors said Happy New Year. DeMar DeRozan said Happy New Year with 52 freaking points. But Raptors taking down the Bucks by a score of 131 to 127 in overtime. It was a game where the Bucks gave the Raptors everything they had. They came after the Raptors. I don't know what they were doing in Toronto last night. They did not party. They were very focused. They came out very sharp. I feel like everybody that played for this team, except with the exception of Jason Terry and Sean Kilpatrick, who played about 15 minutes between them, every single player on the Bucks played well in this game. They gave great effort. They came after the Raptors. They obviously are smarting after that playoff loss, which, by the way, based on how that series gets covered, it almost sounds like the Raptors lost. No, the Bucks lost, okay? Let's just pump the brakes on the Bucks before they, let's just let them win one playoff series. Didn't they lose against the Bulls a couple years ago? Anyway, the Bucks came after the Raptors with everything they have. And the Bucks are a very scary team in the sense that, like, they have a lot of athletes. And when they move the ball in the way they did tonight, and when they hit threes in the way they did tonight, they are a very deadly opponent. And, we've seen the Bucks get impressive wins. We saw them snap OKC's streak. I mean, we saw how hot OKC was. But the Bucks came, like I said, the Bucks gave the Raptors all they could. And the Raptors took their best punch and gave it right back to them. All right. It was a very exciting game. Look, energy in the ACC was great. Obviously, the outcome of this one really fed into that. But it was a wonderful night of basketball all around. And, you start and end, really, with DeMar DeRozan having 52 points. That's a franchise record. Move aside Vince Carter. Move aside Terrence Ross. DeMar DeRozan, 52 points on 17 of 29 shooting. 5 of 9 from 3. A perfect 13 of 13 from the free throw line, including the last two free throws at the end of the game, to get himself into this record, which he so rightly deserves. 5 rebounds, 8 assists, plus 9, a steal and a block, 43 minutes for DeMar. Phenomenal masterclass performance. Obviously he's getting covered by a quote-unquote elite defender in, Chris Middleton, who, by the way, was ranked ahead of DeMar DeRozan. Chris Middleton, the quote-unquote quintessential 3-and-D player. Really want to talk about this man being a defensive player when DeMar DeRozan had 52 points on him. Also, Chris Middleton 0-for-4 from the 3-point line. Really want to talk about 3-point shooting. But DeMar in this game, unstoppable. Obviously, he gets the first star. First quarter, 21 points for DeMar. Getting to the basket at will. Hitting threes. The Bucks just had no idea what to do with him. Like, at the start, they were sort of like playing a little bit less aggressive on him. Let's see if he can hit some shots around Middleton. DeMar doesn't even need to shoot it, man. I could just drive around this guy who's supposed to be an elite defender. Getting around Middleton, getting to the basket, getting easy trips to the free throw line because the Bucks, were very handsy and DeMar was able to draw free throws and stuff like that. Off some bad defense against Giannis, against Middleton and stuff like that. And so the Bucks, they tried making adjustments. And this is one of those games where DeMar just, there was no adjustment against DeMar. There was none possible. Like, the Bucks tried everything you could possibly try against them. Switching, all right? So when they were switching, the Raptors were smart. They had one of their guards come over, screen. They would switch. DeMar would go against a smaller guy, get into the post, score. Easy, right? All right, then the Bucks tried switching. They tried doubling. Well, it's not so easy, right? Because, depending on where you want to double in the middle of the floor, DeMar will come with a screen from the big man. They send a double. DeMar was doing a great job of passing it off to, one of Jonas or Poeltl driving to the basket off those scenarios on the 4-on-3. Tough passes for sure because the Bucks have such long defenders and they're so athletic, but DeMar was consistently making those passes in there. And DeMar, again, two turnovers tonight. Considering the fact that he shot 29 times, had 13 free throws, had 8 assists, only 2 turnovers. So DeMar was doing a great job of passing. So the Bucks couldn't do that anymore. Then the Bucks randomly decided to just double him out of nowhere, just send blind doubles. And hopefully, that's just when you know a defense is desperate, they'll just randomly double. And DeMar was able to find the open shooters from there as well. And just, when they try to sit back against him, he hit 5 threes. I mean, DeMar had just a phenomenal performance. And, it carried out to the defensive end as well. DeMar had played good defense in this one, I really mean it. I don't even mean played good defense for DeMar. I mean, twice he was switched on to Giannis in the post, and DeMar both times stopped him. One time forced a miss on a tough jumper, another time forced a turnover. DeMar also, at the end of regulation, the Bucks had 3 seconds to get a shot, and they amounted to Brogdon, who DeMar was guarding, and DeMar guarded him so well one-on-one that Brogdon couldn't even get a shot off before the buzzer sounded, and it was a desperation. He even didn't even come anywhere close. So DeMar played great defense in this one as well. And then also, in terms of just all the criticism you can ever lobby at this dude, all right? He's inefficient. I'm sorry, 52 points on 29 shots is not inefficient. He can't hit threes. He made 5 threes tonight. He has been shooting over 50% in the last 6 games. It's been nuts. But the 5 threes obviously were crazy. Some of them were open threes where they were daring him to shoot it. He stepped into the shot. He hit it. Sometimes he was catch and shoot. And sometimes it was just pull up off the high screen, and it was very impressive. DeMar getting to the line, DeMar passing the ball well, all these criticisms, not playing defense. DeMar did all of those things that, were things that were holding him back. And this is the maturation of DeMar has been incredible. And most importantly, in the clutch, it was DeMar that came up huge. So, the Raptors held the lead sort of throughout the game. It was never more than 10 points. The Bucks kind of stayed close, and the Bucks made their runs, the Raptors made their runs, but it was a very tight affair throughout the whole game. The Bucks had some lucky breaks going down their way, some balls, bouncing in their favor, some calls going in their favor. And so they were up 4 with about 3 minutes left on the Raptors. The Raptors responded through DeMar, who got to the basket and won, driving layup around Chris Middleton, who again was ranked above DeMar, of course. DeMar also coming up with, free throws. He got into the post against Brogdon, and immediately went up in the post and got fouled. DeMar, doubled. He finds Lowry for a three that tied the game with about a minute plus to go. Tied the game again on those Brogdon free throws, like I said. Stopped Brogdon to force overtime. And then in overtime itself, DeRozan start of the overtime, driving finish against Middleton. He missed a shot, but he got the offensive rebound. I think someone tipped. I think Ibaka tipped it or something. But DeRozan, controlled the rebound in a crowd, and then eventually swung the ball. That became a Fred VanVleet three that helped the Raptors get ahead. And DeMar drilled the step back jumper over Brogdon. The Kobe little two step backwards jumper. He got space to hit it. He got fouled on a three by Middleton, those three free throws were pretty much what, closed this game out for the Raptors. And just, there was obviously, when you have 40 plus points, you're not really going to be stressing anything. But this man had no fear whatsoever, and he delivered this game to the Raptors every single step of the way. And man, it was beautiful to watch. It was beautiful to watch Kyle Lowry, DeMar was getting MVP chance at the very end there. DeMar hitting 2 free throws. Kyle Lowry actually had to shush the crowd, just let him focus, and he hit both free throws, no problem. After the game, Kyle Lowry, ready and waiting to give DeMar the game ball and also a big hug, and they walked off. And after the game in the press room and stuff like that, Jonas coming up behind DeMar with a sheet of paper that said 52 on it, kind of like the Wilt 100. It was just a great night all around. DeMar joking, y'all better not say I can't shoot threes. Phenomenal night for DeMar DeRozan. He carried the Raptors in this one, and for everything the Bucks did. And look, the Bucks played really, really well. I mean, they moved the ball beautifully. The Raptors played great defense. The Bucks came right back at them. And the Bucks on any other night would have won, but on this night, DeMar DeRozan said, "No, we're starting the year off with a win," and so Happy New Year to all Raptors fans out there, courtesy of DeMar DeRozan. In terms of the second star, I'm getting into Kyle Lowry. Perfect secondary player in terms of his performance tonight. 26 points in 41 minutes, 7 of 13 shooting from the field, 5 of 10 from 3. Got to the line 10 times, hit 7 free throws, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, at plus 11. Lowry, I just, he has to find ways around what everyone else is doing to be effective. And tonight, you know, Lowry was perfect at that. Like, him hitting three-pointers, right? Like, the Bucks scramble a lot, especially when DeRozan's doing what he's doing. He demands two defenders. And so the Raptors did a great job of ball movement. I think that's, you know, says a lot. The culture reset and stuff like that, whatever. That's perfect for games like this when, you know, they get blitz and stuff. And, you know, Lowry's able to capitalize on the chaos, hit a bunch of threes. You know, sometimes it was a spot-up three, sometimes it was a pull-up. But for the most part, good, solid looks from three. He hit those shots. And also, just against scrambling defense and stuff. Like, this year, Lowry's been really bad at driving to the basket. He doesn't really do it much, and mostly he drives to pass. And also, when he drives and shoots, he can't finish. Tonight, he was finishing. He was drawing free throws. He was finishing at the basket. He had a key layup over Middleton. Again, elite defender, Chris Middleton. You know, Kyle Lowry finishing a layup in overtime and stuff like that. So, Lowry was great in this one. And his role in terms of what he's supposed to be doing, this is what he's supposed to be doing. And he was really good in this one. And then in terms of the third star, I mean, it's tough. I would say there's a couple of guys you can give it to. Delon Wright had a couple of great plays in this game that really stood out. DeLon had, like, basically in the second quarter, the Raptors were, you know, it was very gummy for the team. Like, they just weren't really running great offense. And DeLon was one of the guys that sort of, you know, jarred them out of that. DeLon was able to get to the basket and score there, which is not easy to do against a team like the Bucks. But, you know, he had an and-one finish over Thon Maker, who just only exists to cheese the Raptors. He literally is shit against everyone else, but against the Raptors, he's good. That was a very tough play by DeLon. And he really took a hard shot on that one. He took a hard fall, but it was a miraculous layup that he finished. Got a steal off an inbound pass, and then, you know, dunked the ball. Also came up with a chase down blocking against Middleton. Bro, Middleton, man, elite. Elite, definitely better than DeMar. And DeLon just had a lot of great plays in this one, I thought. Van Vliet, he had a lot of great plays tonight. 11 points for Van Vliet, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 of 7 from the field. A lot of them came in clutch moments. So, you know, honestly, Van Vliet should get this one. But, he finished a layup. He forced a turnover against Thon Maker. And then hit 2 threes in the fourth and overtime, which were huge. One of the three in overtime was, like, legitimately a 30-footer, but he was wide open, stepped into it confident, and, you know, that's what they bring him in for. And also, I thought, you know, Van Vliet did a great job of the Bucks sort of varied their coverage against DeMar, and, DeMar kind of consistently broke it, but there was one play at the end of regulation where DeMar was dribbling, and then they sent a defender, and they forced him baseline, and then DeMar was able to kick it out, and Ibaka didn't really shoot the shot, but, like, there was some successes there, and then the Raptors made adjustments, and a lot of that was Fred VanVleet. When he would screen for DeMar and get his smaller man on, if there was a crowd, VanVleet would cut through the middle of the paint, which would made it easier for him to, like, get the pass from DeRozan when the traps came. And that was a nice adjustment, I thought, because, you know, the rest of the defenders are busy trying to, like, cover for everyone else, that they weren't really, like, accounting for this man, you know, cutting through the middle of the floor. And when Van Vliet did get the ball, you know, he would take a couple of dribbles, draw a defender to himself, and then swing it out. And that was very efficient offense. So I thought Van Vliet had a great game. But in terms of importance, I'm going to give the third star to Ibaka. Now, granted, look, Ibaka offensively had to do a lot better than this. He had a lot of open shots. He didn't make a lot of shots. Over 5 from the 3-point line. They need more from that. But defensively, I thought Ibaka was great in terms of, look, there were a lot of times the Bucks scored on him at the rim. That's going to happen. But because the Bucks are just great at getting to the rim. They have a lot of great athletes and stuff. And look, Ibaka forced a lot of tough finishes. Like, this is a game, like I said, where a lot of the Bucks played really freaking well. Like, Malcolm Brogdon was finishing some really tough layups. High off the glass, very tricky angles, stuff like that. But, you know, Ibaka, just him playing center in these lineups is sort of what the Raptors need him to do. Like, he is absolutely vital in that respect. And he came up with a lot of big blocks in this game, including one on Giannis just late in the game. Ibaka tonight, 11 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 4 blocks. And look, he obviously had to shoot. He has to shoot better for sure. But defensively, I cannot argue with what Ibaka gave them. He was the center. He was a lone big to close these games. Him and Anunoby, who OG had a good game as well. Game high plus 16 guarding Giannis. Giannis had 26 points. But you'll take that. Honestly, you'll take 26 points from Giannis. And in 42 minutes. And so, you know, OG had a good game defensively there. OG didn't even take a single shot. But just Ibaka's, him protecting the basket, it was very big. And you know, like, Ibaka did have some big blocks. Like, he had a chase down block against Bledsoe in transition, like, just out of nowhere. I mean, just Ibaka's positioning, his communication, everything like that. In terms of, like, obviously it wasn't a great game because he didn't really hit shots, but I mean, damn, defensively, he was there. So, fantastic night overall, man. Seriously, I cannot say enough about, like, the energy in the crowd, like, you know, the intensity, the way the Raptors played. I really want to praise him for that, right? A lot of, I just had the podcast with Harsh, the Raptors Weekly podcast, where I said, look, this month of January, they're going to have a lot of tough opponents and want to see what the Raptors are about. And one of the things I sort of was trying to talk around was just, like, the mentality. Like, when they face these tough, stiff challenges from teams who are at their level or near their level, like a team like the Bucks, who, you know, on their best day are very much on the Raptors' level, how are they going to respond to these games? How are they going to respond to the elite defenses, unique defenses, and who else can contribute? And in terms of the stars, like, what can they do to prevent the defense from affecting them? And tonight, DeMar especially, but even Kyle, like, the two of them came up huge tonight, and they showed no fear. They played the right way. They passed the ball beautifully tonight, 25 assists for the Raptors, which is very impressive considering, you know, how much DeMar was, you know, getting to the line and whatever, because you can't draw assists on those. But just, they played the right way. The Raptors played the right tempo. I thought Dwayne Casey played the great game plan. You know, this is a game where Valanciunas wasn't able to do much on the offensive glass. And if he wasn't doing that and he wasn't really defending much, you just got to take him out. And that's fine. It's fine. Everyone accepts a role. You know, I love the way the Raptors played tonight. I love the way they responded. They didn't shrink up. They didn't whatever. Like, they drew up good plays in overtime and in clutch scenarios. And they came up with a lot of enough stops in the end. Obviously, their defense overall wasn't great, but, you know, they figured out a way to win, and they looked good doing it, and they showed no fear, and whatever, it's just a game of January. But the Bucks came at the Raptors really hard. Like, you could tell Jason Terry and his bald ass is probably just in the locker room being like, oh, you know, we should have had a last year, whatever. But, like, you know what? No, you shouldn't have. In fact, what happened is you had a loss, and you should just eat that freaking loss, all right? I'm tired of everyone talking about the Bucks. It's like, oh, we're the underdogs and whatever. But then it's like, man, relax. Look at your team. It's a very talented team. And especially with the addition of Bledsoe, like, the Bucks are terrifying. I don't want to see them in the playoffs. I don't really know if the Raptors can beat the Bucks in the playoffs. I think it's a 50-50 proposition there. But the guys, like, the addition of, like, you know, Bledsoe just helping push the pace. Bledsoe also hitting a bunch of threes tonight. That really does help this team, and it makes them a very deep. It makes them a deeper team. The Bucks. This is a tough game, and, you know, I'm very proud of the Raptors tonight. Starting 2018 off the right way. DeRozan, Lowry, Ibaka. I mean, Anunoby had a great game defensively. Van Vliet chipping in. DeLon chipping in. Poeltl did his thing. CJ Miles hit 2 threes off the bench. Siakam, you know, had a couple of nice defensive possessions against Giannis. Like, you know, Norman Powell didn't play. Again, that's a good decision by Dwayne Casey, man. Listen, Norm, the way you're playing right now, yeah. This just ain't the time for you, you know? We will have some bad games coming up. You can play then, but until you get your game back, this is what you got to do. So, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled with the way the Raptors played tonight. And then in terms of the Gerald Henderson Award, you got to give that to Thon Maker, man. Thon Maker hit 3 of 4 from deep. Was just killing the Raptors. Had an alley-oop. You know, was a little bit too active defensively, but I liked his effort, and he came up with some 50-50 calls that could have been called blocks or goaltend, their ultimate role goaltend, but Thon Maker, man. Again, this man sucks against every other team, and it cheeses me a lot because, like, who are you and, like, what are you doing? You average on the year 4 points, and tonight he, you know, killed the Raptors just like in that playoff series, and it's super annoying. But you know, Raptors took their best punch from the Bucks. Seriously, I don't think the Bucks can play any better than this. I know Giannis didn't have necessarily his best game. Like, Giannis could easily go for 30 plus, but when you look at everyone else around him, they contributed a lot. Like, Bledsoe hitting 5 of 7 from deep? Really? So, good win. Very, very good win for the Raptors. And hopefully they can ride this type of energy, this type of momentum, and these types of performances for DeMar DeRozan. Seriously, get out there and vote. Hashtag NBA vote DeMar DeRozan, all right? Because this man deserves it. This man deserves it. But, yeah, good win for the Raptors. Thank you to you guys for listening. Read my 10 things. I recapped in more detail what DeMar was doing, and go Raptors. I'll be back on Wednesday after the Bulls game.
The Home Depot has holiday savings of up to 40% on select appliances, like a Whirlpool 4-door French door refrigerator for just $15.98. It's perfect for a busy kitchen full of helping hands. That's where its fingerprint-resistant stainless steel finish really shines. Order online and get free delivery. Holiday appliance shopping improved. Up to 40% off select appliances. Now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Continental U.S. only. While supplies last. Valid through December 2nd. Free delivery on orders $396 or more.